fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 26th day of June, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the big headline on Drudge's report this morning is the revelation that National Security Agency, also known as No Such Agency, has eight monitoring stations in 8 major cities, part of the AT&T communications network. These are central hubs for spying on all Americans all the time, all telephone calls, all emails, all faxes. Nothing new to me. It may be new to you, maybe new to the public, but nothing new to me at all. Prepper tip of the day. If there's thunderstorms in your area, nearby, within a mile or so, unplug all electronics. You think your surge protector will protect against lightning? You're wrong. Surge protectors are meant to protect against routine surges in the normal power grid. They cannot and will not protect against lightning. So a word of advice, if you have thunderstorms in the area, unplug all electronics. If you're leaving home for even an hour or two and you think there could be a storm, let alone a day or two, unplug all electronics. It could save you a lot of grief and a lot of money. We're going to have open lines this first half hour. Call number is 800-313-9443. At the bottom of the hour, we hope to have Mr. Tom Harris, the Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. These are the men and women who are attempting to stand up against the false narrative put out by Al Gore and others, including the United Nations. It's quite a task, to say the least. Many of you, regular listeners, you know Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. His website is naturalnews.com. I'm a big fan of Mike. I understand him. I might be meeting him, I think, in Dallas this coming November, if I'm not mistaken. Regardless, Mike's not known to make exaggerated claims or flippant statements. That's not his reputation. He's known to be a pretty level-headed guy. That's my knowledge of Mike. He has a 42-minute video at his website titled, quote-unquote, emergency broadcast, leftists attempting to incite civil war. Now, Mike is not the only one who's sounding alarms. He's not the only one. There are several respected commentators in the alternative media that are making similar claims. In light of what's going on right now, I can see why. We have this not terribly bright Congresswoman Maxine Waters basically coming right up to the edge of inciting violence. I mean, she stops just short of openly promoting violence. What she is promoting could easily lead to violence. You're dealing with people who she's advocating that the people she claims to be leading to that to confront members of employees of Homeland Security, members of the Trump administration, confront them in public. These confrontations easily could spin wildly out of control for any number of reasons. You've got these communist, leftist Democrats who are basically undisciplined, untrained, no chain of command that I'm aware of, engaging in public disorder, making threats. It's a fine line between public discourse, where you're exercising your First Amendment rights, and making a threat. Now, as many of you know, I've spent more than 40 years in the criminal justice system as a criminal defense investigator. And assault, the lowest degree of assault, is a verbal threat. That's the lowest degree of assault. And to a large extent, it's very subjective. It is very subjective. If you feel like you've been assaulted verbally, then you have been assaulted verbally, which could leave it up to a jury and a judge to make that decision as to whether you were assaulted, whether that verbal confrontation rose to the level of a criminal assault. Now, battery involves unwanted touching. And I can give you the almost verbatim the words in the law. An unwanted touch as gentle as a mother's kiss. An unwanted touch as gentle as a mother's kiss. If it's unwanted, it's assault. Granted, a low-level assault, but assault nonetheless. So these are certainly very concerning matters going on. We've got a well-known movie actor who's come out publicly a number of times. Let's see if I can find his link here to his statements he's making. That's not popping up here in front of me real quick, but I think his first name is Jim. That doesn't narrow it down, does it? Well-known actor. Usually plays a tough guy. Usually a good tough guy, but not always. He's raising these alarms also. And we need to be aware of these things. We really do. Let's see. I think my friend Paul Martin has a link there on his website to this movie actor. Very well known. Okay. Scroll down. Well, I don't want to spend a lot. There we go. James Woods. Yeah, Jim Woods. He's another one ringing the alarms. So, what I advocate is you're first of all making yourself aware of what's going on. There now, when I mentioned no chain of command, there is a loose chain of command and a linkage between all these communists, leftists, Democrats. They are linked by different methods. And we need to be aware, first of all, all of you need to be aware of what's going on out there in a general sense, and you need to exercise situational awareness anytime you're in public. Now, obviously, some public areas are going to have more likelihood of these kind of violent confrontations taking place than others. If you're at the Cherryville Country Store and the Cherryville Post Office, where I have lunch once or twice a week and pick up my mail, it's unlikely you're going to run into any communists out there or Democrats at all, as far as that goes. It's very, very unlikely. But if you're in downtown New York or downtown Washington, D.C., the downtown any major city, there is a much stronger likelihood that you'll come across these kinds of individuals. If you're near the offices occupied by ICE, by the Border Patrol, by the Department of Homeland Security, then you've got a dramatically increased chance of seeing or being close to one of these confrontations. If you have a neighbor that is employed by the Trump administration, Department of Homeland Security, ICE, the Border Patrol, then once again, a dramatic increase in confrontation. If your children go to the same school as a child of one of these people that work for the entities I just mentioned, a dramatic increase. And so, situational awareness. You need to be aware of where you are, know who your neighbors are, and if I had a neighbor who was employed by the Border Patrol or ICE or Homeland Security or the Trump administration, if I already knew them, I would let them know, hey, I got your back. I got your back. If I didn't know them, I would, my neighbor who was employed by one of those entities, I would make an effort to meet them, let them know that they're a welcome part of the neighborhood, and that I got their back, and that their children will be safe as long as I'm on watch. And that's the right thing to do. It really is. It's the right thing to do to help innocent people stay safe, to help children stay safe. The threats being made by people who should know better, Peter Fonda of all people, come on, Peter. Threatening children? Well, he got a visit from the Secret Service. You threaten the son of the President of the United States? You think the Secret Service isn't going to be knocking on your door, Peter Fonda? Come on. What's he been smoking? Uncalled for. Where has civility gone? Where has it gone? Well, we're entering into an age of barbarity, as far as I'm concerned. I was in a restaurant in Steelville, Missouri, a few days ago. Now, this is country. The county seat of Crawford County, where I reside. Population of Steelville is 1,600 people. This is a town where one of the young men was killed in, Iraq or Afghanistan. His body was brought home for a local funeral. It was a spring day. A rainy spring day. Things got delayed. Main Street, the citizens of Steelville stood there in the rain for more than 2 hours waiting for the hearse to go by with the deceased in it. That's Steelville, Missouri, on one hand. On the other, the Cultural Revolution has come to Steelville, too. There was a young woman, an attractive young lady with her three children and her husband, in the restaurant where I was. Her arms were covered with tattoos. She had on a dress, legs covered with tattoos, metal sticking out of her face. She seemed like a fairly normal person otherwise, seemed like a concerned mom that was looking after her children as a mother should in this restaurant. Very polite young lady. She, when I was getting ready to leave, she helped me dispose of some debris left over from my meal. One of these little self-service trash cans that had a little flip door on it. She held the door open for me. Attractive, but fairly, it looked like of normal intelligence on one hand. On the other, what a shame. I look at these youngsters and it's, I say, what are you doing to yourself with this ink all over your body? There's a part of this that hasn't been addressed very much publicly. My wife, Dr. Moore, chiropractor, has spent basically a big chunk of her adult life looking into different aspects of health and healing and energy, human energy, the human body and energy. And some of the experts that she works with, they say that these tattoos disrupt the proper flow of energy in the human body. And I don't doubt that for a moment. I don't. I really don't. But that's kind of a digression. We got people of stature. James Woods does have stature because he has a stellar career as a movie star. If you're a movie star and you make a public statement, it gets published. Mike Adams, when he makes a statement, he publishes it himself. People, respected people in the alternative media, sounding alarm bells. Now we're entering the hot part of the summer. The Black Lives Matter groups have not gone away. George Soros' money has not gone away. George Soros continues to be behind the scenes, providing financial incentives to these different groups, financial support for these groups. I don't know what's coming next. I know it won't be good. The next time a black criminal is shot to death by a white police officer, the next time something happens at a border, whether it's real or not, whether contrived, doesn't matter. The Soros money will incite and inflame nationwide, overnight. They're just waiting for the right incident. Well, actually, they typically don't pick the right incident. They pick an incident. In fact, rarely have they ever got it right. I can't think of any time they really got it right. They keep picking common criminals who happen to be black to throw their support behind. But that doesn't matter. Whether they're common criminals or thugs or a suspect in a murder, doesn't matter. All that matters is the hype and the hysteria that gets whipped up by the mass media and George Soros' money. When the Ferguson riots were taking place, my friend Command Sergeant Major Page was there within the first couple of hours. Probably within the first 15 or 20 minutes, I don't recall. But that was his district where he worked up there in North St. Louis County. And he stayed there on duty 24 hours a day for, what was it, 7 or 9 days, something like that. They had the intelligence services of the police department were issuing warnings about caravans of protesters coming in from Chicago, caravans of protesters coming in from Detroit. And even the local news television news outlet, which shocked me and surprised me and delighted me, even they admitted that it was Soros money funding these protesters coming in from other cities. Will it happen again? Of course it will. That Soros money has not gone away. George Soros has not changed his mind. And traditionally, the worst riots happen in the hottest part of summer, which would be July and August, clearly and obviously. That's when they happen. The hottest part of summer, July and August. Well, it'll be July next week, won't it? James Woods warns, after Maxine Waters' threats, get armed and vote. That's what he's saying. Get armed and vote. Your life depends on it. What happened in November 2016 shocked and surprised and dismayed George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and all the communists and leftists. They didn't know we could do it. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
John, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th of June. Going back to James Woods, advocating people get armed. Well, what does that mean? Well, in my opinion, it means getting your concealed carry permit. I know if you're in New Jersey, California, New York, other places, it's not going to be easy. I recall 25 years ago, an ad in the New York Times said for the cost for $3,000, this attorney would guarantee that you would get your New York concealed carry permit. But get your concealed carry permit and go on from there. That training is, I'm one of the instructors, by the way. I teach concealed carry training in Missouri. It's very minimal, very cursory training. Go on from there to get more professional training, more advanced training. Front sight might be a good choice. There's local ranges, maybe within a reasonable drive, where you can get more tactical training. And vote. Be sure you're registered to vote. Make sure that your friends, relatives, and associates who are conservative are registered to vote. If they're liberals and communists and Democrats, don't encourage them to vote. But that's two things you need to be doing. And in addition, you may want to join Gun Owners of America. They're the toughest ones when it comes to pro-gun legislation. And support your local sheriff. If your sheriff is a Constitution-believing, Second Amendment-believing sheriff, support your local sheriff with time and money. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, Mr. Moore. How are you?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
I had a question about a concealed carry on a commercial vehicle. You know,
okay.
If that's legal, isn't it?
It is. Now, the company, if you're working as an employee for a trucking company, they may have a company policy,
yeah.
which is not a law. It's company policy.
Yeah.
And most of these companies do prohibit their employees from being armed. But here's my attitude, Mark. You can always get another job,
yeah.
but you only get one life.
That's true. Hey, one more thing. Where would you go to find out more about concealed carry laws? Is it a state thing or...
You talking about reciprocity between the states?
Yeah, well, that and just the laws in your state, you know. And,
okay. Well, you're in Oregon, so there's going to be... Your local gun shop is going to have a referral there for your local concealed carry instructor. And when you take the class, yeah, you'll get knowledge of all the laws. As far as reciprocity between the 50 states, write this down, Mark. NRAILA.org. NRAILA.org. That's the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action.org.
Yep.
It's real simple to find which states have reciprocity with the others. You can click on Oregon, for example, and find which of the 49 other states have reciprocity with Oregon.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay. Anytime, Mark. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Got the bottom of the hour break coming up here in 2 or 3 minutes. And hopefully we'll have Mr. Tom Harris with us at the bottom of the hour. We shall see. A great guy. He's got a tough job ahead of him to go up against the minions of George Soros, United Nations, and Al Gore, promoting the fictitious, non-scientific belief that human activity is causing climate change. That is an absolute fantasy. But I'm glad there's guys like Tom Harris out there doing this work. It needs to be done. James Woods, marching order, simple and very true and accurate, I believe. Get armed and vote. Get armed and vote. I find it kind of ironic that the anti-gun communist Democrats think that pro-gun deputies and pro-gun police officers are going to disarm their families and disarm their neighbors. Most of them are going to either not do it or turn their resignation in or become actively against it if it comes down to it. That's what most of them would do. I'm sure that there's a lot of police officers in New Jersey and California and Connecticut and places like that that have very serious philosophical differences with the laws that they're being told to enforce when it comes to firearms. Very serious. It would not be a good place to be, especially once you've been on a force for a number of years and you've got you're working towards a pension and a retirement. You got family obligations to consider, a wife, kids, a mortgage. You just can't get up and walk away from that. It's a tough place to be. I respect that. Very tough place to be. We won't take any more calls this half hour. We're hoping that Tom Harris will call us here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll have a conversation about his work countering the Al Gore narrative that human activity is causing changes in our climate. It's a very serious matter, and we've had legislation passed and taxes passed and all kinds of things put in place that are affecting our daily lives because of this false narrative. And it needs to be addressed, and the International Climate Science Coalition is doing their best to counter it, given the fact they don't have access to the mainstream media very easily. It's tough. It's a tough place to be. But God bless them for doing so. They need, it's a worthy mission. That's why I'm giving him airtime. And get the word out to the best of our ability. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, a lot. I haven't mentioned this for quite a while, but on the right side of my homepage near the top, Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. I've been a radio talk show host since 1995. And back in the late 90s, beginning around 1997, I guess it was, we started hearing about this Y2K matter. And there was a lot. It turned out to be a man-made problem that had a man-made solution. And basically during 1999 and part of 1998, about 10 years worth of computers were sold in a little more than a year. And it was a problem that got fixed, but it was a real problem. And there were some glitches all over the country. But that's when I started getting interested once again in preparedness and talking about it publicly. And during these years since then, different issues have come up, different concerns. And people, I don't know if it's a uniquely American thing, or if it's something that is ubiquitous worldwide, but people are looking for a date. When's it going to happen, John? John, when's it going to happen? And I started flippantly saying 3 p.m. tomorrow to try to bring a little humor to this, but more seriously, Searching for dates is not a wise thing to do, quite frankly. It really isn't. So with this field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018, I'm giving you a date to get prepared by. That's 6 months away. And I list five different scenarios. You can pick one or two or all five if you like and start getting ready for it. Now, when it's January 1st, 2019, I'll change it to field training exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2019. What's the point? Here's the point. If you need a date to focus on, I'm going to give you one. I'm not going to tell you something's going to happen. You make that decision yourself. But if you want a date to focus on, you got a date. December 31st, 2018. What can you do in 6 months? Well, you can do a lot. Now, I give some suggestions here, but you need a plan. You need a plan. And before we go any further, we just had some communication with Tom Harris. He'll be with us Thursday at 9:30 on Thursday, 9:30 Central Time Thursday. Tom Harris will be with us. So here's the five scenarios I list. First, economic collapse leading to civil disorder, next World War III. Then we have rapid onset violent earth changes. Next we have widespread terrorist attacks. And last but not least, natural or man-made electromagnetic pulse. Now, there's no reason why two or more could not happen concurrently. There is not. So just pick your scenario and then we go on to John's advice. First, get your spiritual house in order. Now, I've known men and women who have substantial financial ability. When I say substantial, I mean well into 7-8 digits. They could literally buy pretty much anything they want. But because their spiritual house is not in order, they never have a settled, peaceful state of mind. They don't have peace in their heart because the spiritual house is not in order. That's number one for a reason, because it needs to be number one. And whatever it is for you, you need to do that and take care of it. Next, acquire the skills you need. There's multiple skills, dozens and dozens of skills that would be useful during a long-term or even a short-term crisis. However, there's two skills that whether your group is six people or 600, there's two skills that will be in the biggest demand and shortest supply. Here they are: emergency medical treatment skills and ham radio skills. If you want to make yourself valuable to your team, you get one or both of those skills, preferably both of them. Next, we need a team. Establish and work with your team. Now, the team could be people you're related to by blood or marriage. Could be people you go to church with, co-workers, people you went to school with, people you serve with in the military, or a combination of all those things. Regardless, your team needs to be men and women that you've known for years, that you trust implicitly, that are trustworthy, and so forth. And last but not least, in my advice, establish a safe haven. Now, we're going to spend a little time talking about this. And by the way, the call number is 800-313-9443. Your safe haven. I like the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. The United States Navy likes the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. The United States Navy has been recommending to their own people, at least since 1979, recommending the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as a safe haven for their own people when they retire. For the following reasons. First of all, distance from major bodies of water. Second, altitude above sea level. Third, relatively mild, relatively short winters. Next, water. We have more water in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks than we know what to do with. Creeks, rivers, springs, lakes, ponds, lots of water. These rolling hills are beautiful and they're green. very homogeneous population, almost no minorities. The American Indians have assimilated to the point where I can't tell my friend Tim Spencer, for example, is Native American. He just looks like another Irishman to me. They've assimilated so thoroughly. Then I go into some practical things. Get yourself a spiral notebook. Just plain old spiral notebook from your local dollar store like you had in high school. And use that to make a master list of all your goals on one sheet. Then go to dedicate one page to each of those goals. And then as you go through them over the months and years, you check off those goals as you move forward. It's a pretty simple plan, but effective. It's what I've done. It's what's worked for me. Now, also my website, I should mention, The Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. My friend Tim Spencer, he gives The Energy Cleaner and myself credit for saving his life, quite frankly. Prior to using the Energy Cleaner, he had already been down to the General John Pershing VA Center in Poplar Bluff, looking to become a weekly resident there in adult daycare. Go down there Sunday evening and stay there till Friday evening when his family would pick him up, because he was becoming a burden on his family. He didn't want to become a burden on his family. That's how Tim Spencer's brain works. He did not want to be a burden on his wife and the rest of his family living there at his home. Within days of starting to use the Energy Cleaner, he started feeling better, getting pain relief. And he had taken every pain medication known to mankind for basically his entire adult life, beginning in his mid-20s. He got his life back. He, in fact, did get his life back using the Energy Cleaner. You can check out the details at my website. You can make your purchase of the Energy Cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it at my website. Using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a money-back guarantee, a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can also call my toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John. Yeah, John, in your list of potential disasters, I think you should include secessionist movements.
Right? Well, and, let's see if that fits anything. Well, I don't have anything exactly like that. Economic collapse leading to civil disorder, that would be as close to that particular scenario. I don't know if these things are going to get any legs or not. California seems to be, I mean, they've gone to the extent of having contact with foreign governments. Now, that's a pretty serious matter when you've gone past the making press releases and YouTube videos and actually contacting foreign governments like the state of California has done. That's pretty serious stuff, Paul.
Well, this is what I'm saying. If Americans are going to talk about enemies and pick an enemy out of the hat, we don't have to go far. Don't go picking enemies over in the Middle East or North Korea. Look down south of the border to Mexico. You know, and what I'm going to do right now is I'm banging the war drums against the Mexicans. And that's because the arrogance of that nation thinking they can flood America with their citizens and basically use them as civilian foot soldiers for now and to gain political power within the United States, let alone demographically conquering the United States by the high birth rate among Hispanics. Now, a lot of people out there, they're talking about the Muslims take over Europe, the Muslim take over Europe. Well, what about the Hispanic take over the United States? And so, you know, I really think we should turn our ire towards Mexico. The absolute, you know, they have this new leftist guy running now, who very likely is going to win. His nicknamed AMLO.
Right. Well, let's back up a little bit here.
This guy, Paul, is licking his chops. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mexico, there's about 20 families, and they're all descendants, by the way, of the Spanish conquest. About 20 families run Mexico like a private club. The average Mexican that's trying to get by and live and scrape and do whatever they can, they have no say-so in national policy. They do have elections down there, but that's a joke. There's 20 families that run that family. They're incredibly wealthy, of course. They run that country like a private club, and they make deals. They make deals with China to give a safe haven to the Chinese military. They've made, my friend Command Sergeant Major Page, on this radio show, he told me about flying from MacDill Air Force Base there in Florida across the Gulf of Mexico to a Russian military base in Mexico. The peasants that are coming across the border, they're just doing what makes sense for them economically. They don't know. They don't care about the geopolitical things that you and I are talking about. They're just people trying to get by, the most of them. Now, they're mixed in the mix with the people that are trying to get by and better their lives are genuine criminals mixed in with the mix. But go ahead, Paul.
Well, this is for now. They may play that they're innocent now, but once they sense an element of collective power, then they're going to get cocky, and then if the gringos aren't treating them right, they may start harboring secessionist ideas and believe about annexing the southwest of the United States as part of a reconquista. And
well, Paul, you're describing that's not a future event. That's La Raza right now. That's not something in the future. What you're describing is the goals and mission statement of La Raza, which I think means the race. That's what's happening right now in June of 2018.
Right, but the very fact that the Mexican government intentionally not only floods our nation with drugs and turns a blind eye to that, but they also intentionally allow Central Americans, non-Mexican citizens, and use Mexico as an invasion route and basically put them on trains and, you know, like the have the trains deliver the invaders right to the American border. To me, that is an act of war in itself. It really is the intentional flooding of your neighbor with unwanted, unchecked migrants. And I really would love to see Trump turn the whole southern border into one long military base. I think we had to cordon off a half mile, not only for offense, but we ought to put just one military base going from the Pacific Ocean all the way to the Gulf of Mexico along our border, declare it a military base. And so when these people invade America, they're invading an American military base. And when they're arrested, they should either be immediately deported with their children or put into hard labor as a punishment and as a mission and as a
Let me help
the government of Mexico when these.
Let me help you out here, Paul. Let me help you out here a little bit. We got a break in about 2 minutes. Now, the majority of people in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Army, Navy, and Air Force are support personnel, about 80%. The Marine Corps is about 80% combat troops. Now, if you took our current military is about the same size it was in December 1941, by the way. If you took all the combat troops, now I'm not talking about support troops, all the combat troops and all the forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and put them in a college football stadium, you would have about 20,000 seats left over, about 80,000 combat troops in the United States. Now, you look at how many miles on that border, and you look at three shifts, 8 hours a day, 24/7, and those 80,000 are going to be spread so very thin, leaving no combat troops anywhere else in the United States. That's my reality, Paul.
Yeah, but the point is, it's not the North Koreans who are sending their migrants here to emigrate illegally. It's not the it's not somebody from the Middle East who's coming here illegally. It's aided and abetted by the Mexican government intentionally, and it is this invasion of potential soldiers. Don't forget, they might come over innocent now, but in another 20 years, their children might go to the gun stores and legally buy their guns because they're considered Americans. But if they decide to secede, really, the ball is in their court. They're going to be in the powerful position if they choose to do so. So
they're not alone. Well, Paul, for more than 10 years, well, the Border Patrol people have been finding discarded Qurans and prayer rugs on the southern border. So in addition to the Mexicans and other Central and South Americans coming, there are, in fact, Islamic jihadists coming across that border as well. There's a lot of people coming across that border illegally that mean us harm, Paul. That's well-known and well-established.
Yep, and Mexico allows them, their government, to have safe passage into this country. And that's why I'm saying, if you're going to pick an enemy, Mexico should be the enemy. Anyway, John,
okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th of June. You can get caught up, the discussion that Paul and I just had, you can get caught up in the nuances, in the big picture of the geopolitical things. And I advise to have some awareness of the big picture. That's good. That's positive. But I don't advise dwelling on it, spending too much time on it. That doesn't serve any purpose, in my opinion. You're far better off taking, we all have what I call discretionary time. We have various our employment obligations, family obligations, church, social, civic, whatever it might be, leaving whatever discretionary time we have to devote to a hobby or something fun, watching a movie, whatever it might be. Make good use of that discretionary time. Once you have a basic knowledge and understanding of these geopolitical matters, it doesn't take a whole lot to keep up to speed on it, but take that discretionary time rather than dwelling on and focusing. I know people who do this, men and women who do this, they'll focus in an inordinate amount of their discretionary time on these nuances. You're far better off doing something solid and concrete to help your preparedness, to build a new skill, to work on your preparations, whatever that might be, working at, doing manual labor at your safe haven, for example. It might be carpenter work, plumbing work, working on a roof, electrical work, whatever it might be, working on that water well, mechanical work on a tractor. That's really productive. So once you've got the basic knowledge and basic understanding of the geopolitical matters, then move on from there and do real solid things that will yield something that's three-dimensional when you're done. A chainsaw that's in perfect working condition and ready to go. A lawnmower that's refurbished and has nice sharp blades and ready to go. A tractor that is fully reconditioned and ready to go. An old pickup truck that's in, it's got a fresh tune-up and got the oil change and so forth. Those are real things that will help you under adverse conditions. So you need to be doing both. You need to become aware of the geopolitical matters. Of course you do, on one hand. On the other, these preparedness matters need to be addressed and prioritized. Prioritize. Make sure you establish priorities, and it's going to be different things for different people. And work on those priorities. And you'll find a, at least I know for myself, you probably will also find a great sense of satisfaction as you find yourself incrementally, day by day, week by week, month by month, checking things off the list that you've either complete the task or you've made progress in completing the task. That can be very satisfying. And I encourage people to do that. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.